Hello, everyone. My name is Tony Burke, and this is the Network Automation Journey Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the automation hump. So what is the automation hump? The automation hump is that aspect of network automation for a traditional network person, network engineer, operator, architect, that the thought of implementation is very intimidating. The thought of implementing automation is intimidating because there's a lot of tools to know, to learn. Everything from Git to VS Code or some other IDE, GitHub Actions, GitHub, Ansible, YAML, all these different technologies that you probably haven't worked before if you've not done automation before. There is a learning curve. There's a lot of stuff to learn. And that can be... that can be a challenge, that can be intimidating, and it can be hard to imagine yourself as someone who can do that kind of work. And so I call that the automation hump. So that's a big hump to get over. So I'm also a skydiving instructor. So I teach people how to skydive, and I teach people how to pack parachutes. I'm a parachute rigger, which means I have a license from the FAA. So I'm an FAA certified senior rigger. Just like a pilot's license, you have to have a special license to be able to pack reserve parachutes. You can always, if you're a skydiver, you can pack your main parachute, but a reserve parachute, we have two parachutes, a main and a reserve. And the reserve always has to be packed by someone certified by the FAA. So I teach people to pack their own parachutes. A parachute, they'll jump out of an airplane. That's what they use to slow their descent so they can land on the ground safely. It's very intimidating. When I learned how to pack a parachute, I was like, why are you letting me do this? I have no idea what I'm doing. There's a lot to it, and it's very intimidating. And yet, the process of packing a parachute can be done in 5 to 10 minutes very reliably, and it's not something, now it's not something I really think about. It's something I've done over 1,000 times, and it's relatively easy for me to do, but it wasn't when you start out. If you can imagine putting yourself in the shoes of someone who's going to learn how to pack a parachute that they're going to jump themselves, it's certainly a very intimidating thing, and it takes a while to get used to it. It takes a while to get it familiar with it, to know what to look for, etc. And it doesn't take a lot, but it's more of the mental thing, the mental aspect of that being so intimidating. But on the other side of that hump, it's super easy, barely an inconvenience, to get a pack job done in 5 to 10 minutes. I can easily do a less than 10-minute pack job, and I can probably do a pretty close to 5-minute pack job if I really hustle. So it's the same thing, or not the same thing, but this is a very similar thing with network automation. You know, is network automation complicated or is network automation simple? It's all a matter of familiarity. There is a learning curve to it. It's like I probably the closest I can think of is the learning curve for EVP and VXLAN. It's not something you can learn in a day. It's not something you can learn in a couple of days. It takes some practice. It takes some lab time and some stick time to play around with the environment and figure out what this type 2 route does, how it propagates, where how you integrate something like MLAG into this or VPC or whatever. And it takes a while to get used to become proficient in it and be able to troubleshoot it. It's the same thing for automation. It's not unlearnable, and there is a hump, but the other side of that hump is pretty fantastic. For example, there is an open source tool called AVD. It's Arista AVD. I've talked about it before. It runs on top of Ansible. It uses YAML as data models to build descriptions of an environment you want to build, and then the AVD will take that data from the data models and then run it through some templates and generate configurations. So hundreds of lines of YAML, so like 100 or 200 lines of YAML, can generate thousands and thousands of lines of EOS syntax. And it will generate them. It will generate that syntax very reliably, and also has a mechanism to get them onto the switches very reliably. But there is a learning curve to it. It's not simple when you start out. But after you learn the tools, after you become familiar with them and comfortable with them, it is simple. I can stand up an AVD environment. If let's say you said, I need you to deploy 100 switches. And so you've got 6 spines and you've got 100 leaves. in MLAG pairs. And here's a list of the ports that we're going to configure in the VLANs. And here's the VRFs and the Anycast gateways we want you to configure. I can build out those data models. It'll probably take me about a day to get to transfer the information from like whatever documentation you give me into the data models. And then I could build the configs in about 10 minutes and they'll be documented. And then I can test those configs to make sure that, you know, someone might have missed. So actually we're not plugged in this way. We're plugged in this way, where the least of the spine connections on Ethernet 5 instead of Ethernet 6, something like that. I can figure that out because we're running some tests afterwards, automated tests, thousands of tests. And then when it comes time, like I said, deploy, we're ready to go, and I can stand up that environment in less than a day. So it'll probably take about a day for 100 switches and six spines. So 100 leafs and six spines to get the data models done if the documentation is correct. A little bit longer if the documentation is not correct, then it's probably not going to be correct. There's always one or two little things. And then I can stand up that environment in less than an hour. Deploy it, test it, ready for use. If you did that manually by cut and paste, it would take you days to do. And we're talking about, like, in EVP and VXLAN, every device has to have a unique route distinguisher for a given route set or VLAN aware bundle or stretched VLAN. Then you need the route targets to make sure they match between the stretched VLANs or the VLAN aware bundles. And then you need to have unique loopback addresses. And then some of them will share a loopback address. Like if you're doing MLAG, like leaf 1 and 2, if they're in an MLAG group, they're going to share a loopback address or loopback 1, but loopback 0 will be unique. So there's a lot of there's a lot of parts of the config that are going to be unique to every device. And if you get something wrong, it's going to cause a problem. The chances of you typing all that out or cutting and pasting it for 100 devices and doing that correctly, you're probably not very high. You know, I teach EVP and VXLAN. I configure a small fabric by hand just to show how it's done. And then I tell students, don't do this manually. You're going to mess this up. And sometimes I do mess it up. And I've done it. And it's something I work with day in, day out. So the hump is real. There is a learning curve to these tools. I'm not going to tell you that they're super easy to learn. They're not. It takes practice. It takes, just like anything else, any of the other more intense technologies, it takes some work. I think it's on par with learning EVP and VXLAN. But the other side of it is pretty fantastic. I got to tell you, to be able to stand up an environment in minutes that would take days to do, or hours that would take days or even weeks to do, is pretty fantastic. It's definitely worth the effort, in my opinion, for a lot of network environments. Any kind of network environment where you have a lot of scale, so you've got a lot of devices, or any kind of network environment where you want a high degree of dynamicism, where you're making changes more frequently than you would, or you need to make changes more frequently, more reliably. So lots of changes or small amount of changes to a lot of devices. That's where automation typically shines. So most of the medium to large size networks that I work with are going to be fully automated, and I would not want to have to manage them manually. It's just not nearly as an effective way. And that's what I want to talk about. So I'm not going to say that the hump is easy to get across, because it does take studying and there's frustrations, and like any learning process, it's not going to be any different than however you learn. It's not going to be any different, but on the other side, depending on your use case, it's very, very rewarding. So that's all I wanted to say. If you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at T Burke. That's at TBOURKE. And thank you for listening.